The Philips Semper PF, these are indicated as 09222025. Your patient is for Miss Maria Barrientos. Barrientos spells B-A-R-R-I-E-N-T-O-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 10/06/1964. This is a 60-year-old female here with call spirit. She's accompanied by her daughter, who indicated that this patient has been coughing for the past 2 weeks but has gotten worse yesterday. Says she brought her in because she's complaining now of body aches and chilled spirit. Daughter denies fever. Patient has a history of CVA and has difficulty swallowing. She has a feeding tube in place, period. She indicated that she, daughter indicated that patient, when she coughs, it seems like she's trying to get the sputum up, but it's not coming up, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies are reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert. Question. Patient is alert. She is aphasic. Open parentheses. This is chronic, as this is present since our stroke, period, close parentheses. Next paragraph. Exam O2 sat is 95% of room air. Blood pressure 133/83, pulse 101. Repeat pulses 97, respiration 18, temperature 97.1, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory crackles. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, no distension, no visible peristalsis. She has normal bowel size, normal bowel sounds, no tenderness of palpation. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is pneumonia. Assessment number two, cough. Number three, facial droop. Number four, cerebrovascular accident, period. Next paragraph. Chest x-ray was done. Patient has opacity in the right periareal regions and right lower region. Mediastinum is not widened. Enlarged cardiac silhouette. Next paragraph. In the clinic, the patient received a gram of Rocephin IM. She was observed for an additional 20 minutes or so. She then reevaluated. There was no signs and symptoms of reaction to the medication. I had a conversation with the patient's daughter as I considered pulmonary embolism because she is being inactive for quite a period of time. She was advised to take her mom to the emergency room for the evaluation, especially to be evaluated for pulmonary embolism. She says she understands and will. However, I did send her home with Zitromax 200 mg/5 mL. She was instructed to give 10 mL via feeding tube twice a day for 10 days. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.